Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Mark chapter 11 and verse number 12 says, "And on the morrow, when they," which were the disciples with Jesus, "they come from Bethany," Jesus was hungry. "And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it." You jump down to verse number 20. It says, "And in the morning, as they," this same group, "passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God." I want to preach this morning for a little bit the simple yet powerful truth. The simple yet powerful truth. Let's pray together before we get into the preaching. Lord, thank you for your presence that we feel here today. Thank you for this wonderful word. Lord, I thank you for the faith that it gives us and instills in us. And I pray today that we will take it to heart, that we'll hear everything the Spirit is saying, that it will encourage us in our walk, in our situations, whatever we might be facing, that it would help us to remember that you're not done with us yet. Bless the preaching of the word for just a little while now, and we ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Would you give the Lord another big hand clap and shout of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have faith in God. You can be seated. God bless you. The simple but very powerful truth. We make it harder than it has to be sometimes. I think we just, something that is so awesome, like God, living for God, praying for people, seeing the miraculous, since it's out of our hand, it's got to be more difficult than it just reads. We read it and think, wow, that's so awesome. But you know, it's really simple. It's just very powerful. It means nothing without the name of Jesus. One of the greatest stories to me is in the book of Acts, and it's preached often, and we read it often, and we use it often for faith, but it's simply that Peter and John having a conversation, walking into the temple, and see a man begging alms, and the man wants silver or gold, and Peter, of course, says, "Silver or gold, I don't have any of that, but what I do have, I give to you." And he took him by the hand and says, "In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." I don't think God was trying to confuse us. I don't think he was trying to dangle a carrot in front of us that we could never get. I think he was letting us know that it's simple, but it's powerful. And that faith, and faith in his name, that's what Peter would later testify. He said, "It's not by my holiness." So quit trying to make yourself into a miracle worker. We're not miracle workers. Miracles work through us, but we are not magicians, charlatans, wizards, or anything like that. We are simply children of the Most High God, filled with the Spirit of the Most High God, baptized in his name, washed in his blood, walking in his word, living by faith, laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. It's speaking in other tongues, casting out spirits. That's the authority that he gave us as believers. It's powerful, simple. If we are doing what we're supposed to do, it'll work. It always does. I've read it in Scripture over and over. It works. I saw Jesus do it. Then I saw the disciples do it. Then I saw the apostles do it. While they were here on earth, he sent them out. And they came back rejoicing, talking about the healings, the miracles, and even the devils were subject to us through your name. I'm telling you today that there are things that are going on in this world, and we're trying to figure out how to fix it, how to make it better, how to get through it. And there's a very powerful answer, and it's just very simple. Have faith in God. Just have faith in God. Oh, come on. We used to say, have faith in God, and they'd start throwing babies in the air. Somebody would jump up and take off running, Bible falling all over the place, kicking song books out of the book holder, shouting and kicking the backs of the pews, running them, running the aisles, rolling in the floor, bobby pins flying. You had to wear safety goggles to church. Because when the preacher started saying, have faith in God, they knew something's about to start happening. Have faith in God. This is where things start manifesting. This is where things start going away. This is where things start showing up. This is where people start getting delivered. This is where people start getting saved. This is where people start getting filled with the Holy Ghost. This is where lives start getting changed. When people start talking about have faith in God. Not the world, not the government, not your home, not your finances, not the bank system, not anything else in this world. But when we get back to the very simple promise, have faith in God. Woo! Come on, somebody. I found the answer. We used to sing an old song that said, I have found the way. Let me tell you, I found the way to get through every day. Have faith in God. I found a way to not just give up every time the doctor gives you a bad report. Have faith in God. I found a way to keep going even when the lawyers are calling and the jobs dry up and the car breaks down. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, God is trying to tell us something so powerful yet so simple. Have faith in God. Oh, they've turned religion and Christianity into something today that doesn't resemble anything like the book. But they were simply people walking down the road, walking with Jesus. They had heard him say many things many times over. They had heard him, peace, be still. And immediately they watched the winds die down. They heard him say, hey, let down your nets for a draught. And they got that miraculous draught of fishes that the nets begin to break. He would say, rise up and walk, and people will get up. Stretch forth your hand. Stand upright. Go wash in the pool. Eyes being opened. People getting better. Tearing off roofs. People shouting and rejoicing at the miracles happening at his word. Arise. Come forth. And dead people were coming back to life immediately. And they had heard Jesus say things, and it always came to pass. And this day, they're walking by, and Jesus curses this tree. It didn't say dry up or anything like that. He just cursed the tree. So the next morning, when they're coming back by, here's this bush dried up from the roots, and they were just all of a sudden they're mind blown. Wow! Hey, Lord, look, that tree that you cursed. Look at it. It's dried up and it's withered away. And Jesus said, Peter, guys, have faith in God. I'll read what he said after that. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Oh, that's powerful, and it's simple, And it's the truth. The simple and powerful truth is this, my friends, have faith in God. God will give you the desires of your heart. I know we hate to put ourselves out there because we don't want to look foolish, but I have tried God. I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I know what can happen when you stand in faith. I know what can happen when you get down and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and He begins to exalt you and lift you up because you're just serving Him and trying your best. I know what happens when people get the desires of their heart. You get a wife, get a husband. My wife will tell you, she told the Lord, she said, "Lord, You said You'd give me the desires of my heart, and He's the desire of my heart." I didn't have a choice. But I would have chose her anyway. Let me tell you, I would have had, if she'd have had a boyfriend, I'd have had him kidnapped. And then I would have consoled her. And then we'd got married. Desires of your heart. Listen, I know we have to have faith to please God. We talked about faith this morning in our first class. We have faith in God, live by faith, walk by faith. We've got to live a life of faith. We've got to have all that for the miraculous to be saved, all those things. And so I want you to know it's simple and it's powerful and it's true. Have faith in God. But just like they were singing today, sometimes we feel like maybe we've lost our faith for miracles. See, Peter and them had heard this, and then they saw this, and they were just mind blown, and they couldn't just say, "Wow, just, you know, yeah, that's what happens when Jesus says something. It comes to pass." And he had to remind them, "Hey, guys, it's simple. Have faith in God. When you say something, believe it, and you shall receive it. You don't doubt in your heart and you'll get the desires of your heart. Believe what you're asking for and you'll have the things that you're asking for. You've got to have faith in God. But I want to stress this today. Don't let anything that you see, don't let any situation that you are observing or going through or a part of that you know of, don't let that cause you to lose faith in God. Because situations and things can change in a moment. You've got to have faith, unwavering faith in God. We could wake up tomorrow and the whole world be flipped upside down. We're going to have faith in God. If the events of the last few weeks have told us anything, is that everything that we have could be wiped out in just a moment's time. A storm could come through, something could happen, and we could lose everything. We've got to have faith in God. Don't lose your faith in God. It can be bad, but it can always be worse. When Jairus came to seek the Lord, he said, "My daughter's at the point of death. Come lay your hands on her so she can be healed. I'm coming for you for a healing." But before they got home, they came and met and said, "Hey, she's dead. Stop praying about it. She's gone. Don't bother Jesus about this anymore. Just come on home, put your black mourning clothes on and wail and throw dust on your head and just accept the fact it's over." But Jesus said, "I'm not done with you yet. There's so much more to the story. I'm not done with you yet." He said, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." You know what he told him? Have faith in God. And they went to the house and they went in the room and he took her by the hand and he said, "Daughter, arise." And he presented that young girl alive to her mom and daddy and said, "Now feed her, take care of her because I'm not done with her yet." Wonder what she did. Wonder what she did later on. How many people did she tell about her resurrection? How many people did she say, look, I was dead. I was lifeless. I didn't even realize when he was holding my hand, but then I heard a voice that broke through the very places of death. It spoke to me in my deepest, darkest state, and it said, hey, girl, get up, arise, wake up, come alive. And when everybody thought I was done, when they had written me off, they was planning my funeral, and God was not done with me yet. Don't let what you're going through cause you to forget what God said. When Jesus starts that journey with you, he'll go all the way. And you'll see the miraculous if you'll simply have faith in God. Lazarus was sick, and Jesus knew it. Don't ever think Jesus don't know where you're at. And if he says, I'm going to wait a couple of days, even though I know he's sick. I don't know what he had. Maybe it was very painful. Maybe it was something awful that he was struggling to breathe and things were going on. Maybe he was really suffering in those last few days, fever. I don't know. Have no idea. It doesn't say what his sickness was. He was sick and Jesus knew it. And if you're going through something, you're praying and the answer hasn't come yet, that's the key word, it's yet. Because God sees. But he said, I'm going now to wake Lazarus up. Oh, if he's sleeping, Lord, let him sleep. Ah, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad I wasn't there because you need to see something. You need to see when it goes from bad to worse that I can still do what I said I can do. And when he got there, here comes Mary and Martha. They're both crying. They meet him at different times, but they both got the same story. If you had been here, see, I know what you've done in the past, But now this is all over with. This is done. He's been in the tomb 4 days. Lord, he stinks by now. He's gone. And if you'd have been here, my brother would be alive. I'm not done with him yet. Oh, roll the stone away. Ooh, Lord, no, you don't want to do that. I'm not done with him yet. I'm about to speak a word that will change his destiny. I'm about to speak a word that's going to increase your faith. Didn't I say if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? You see how simple it is, but true. If we can believe, we're going to see the glory. It looked gory, but we're going to see the glory. It looked bad. It looked like they'd never get to hold their brother again, never speak to their brother again. Everybody was sure this is where the end of Lazarus' life, this is it. This is the end of his story. But Jesus would just say, I'm not done with you yet. What a testimony you're going to have. I know you were sick, Lazarus. I know it was bad, and I know I could have came here and healed you. But I had a greater miracle in mind. Oh, I had something for glory. I had something that was going to change history. That people, your name will go down through the ages. Your story of resurrection will be preached around the world. And many people will come out of their tombs because you came out of yours. Don't let what you're going through cause you to doubt God. God's got a reason for your story. And you're going to come out and testify and say, oh, I was dead. They told me I smelled pretty bad. Let me tell you, my body was nothing was working anymore. I was gone. But God brought me back because he's not done with me and he's not done with you. God's not finished with you yet. I don't care how bad your situation stinks. God's not done with you yet. And if you will let him, he's going to turn that dark, nasty, stinky story into a powerful testimony. Yeah. Yeah. God can do it. Well, it's simple, but powerful. Have faith in God. No matter what you're going through, have faith in God. I don't care if it's a breakup. I don't care if it's a breakdown. Have faith in God. I don't care if it's a promotion or a demotion. Have faith in God. Come on, somebody. God is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? This is what church was. This is what disciples and apostles believed. Have faith in God. This is why they snatching people up off the ground, rise up and walk. This is why they shaking snakes off in the fire, because they had faith in God. This is why they could stone Paul and leave him for dead. And then he'd pop right back up. I'm still here, because he's not done with me yet. I got a black eye and a knot on my head, but he ain't done with me yet. And I'm going to preach and I'm going to sing and I'm going to worship, and they're going to beat me, lock me up, chain me up, but God's not done with me yet. Gotta tell your neighbor, he ain't done with you yet. I don't think you believe it. Tell him one more time. He's not done with you yet. Oh, that makes for pretty inspirational preaching, Pastor. That's pretty good. That makes me clap my hands. I don't care about you clapping your hands. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm trying to increase your faith today. I'm trying to get us all on track to have faith in God, to do the miraculous, to see God work in our life. I'm trying to get us to stop living beneath our privilege. God said you'd be above only and not beneath. You'd be the head and not the tail. Well, I'm telling you, God's got something for the church. God's got something for you. And if we'll have faith in God, we're going to start seeing what God wants us to see. Yeah, it ain't deep. I know it ain't deep, but it's powerful. Have faith in God, because have faith in God raises the dead. Having faith in God walks on water. Having faith in God casts out the spirits. Having faith in God will heal bodies. Come on, yeah, God, just go ahead and worship the Lord for a minute. Come on, your faith is rising up in this room. And I'm telling you right now that you, right where you're sitting, God can heal your body. God can loose your chains. God can heal your heart. You just got to have faith in God. If it's not that simple, then the Bible ain't true. Because Jesus said it in a very small sentence. Have faith in God. And every word is forever settled. His word will not return void. Ooh, you hear what I'm telling you. I ain't just trying to get you to jump and click your heels and run around the room. I'm trying to get you to shift your thinking, to start believing that I can pray and something will happen, that I can believe the stories and it'll come to pass. I can believe what the Word says. You come too late to tell me it don't work, because it does. It doesn't matter how bad it is. If you'll have faith, God will get you through. God will get you through. There was a prophet. I talked about him a little while ago. The Lord said, I've got this widow woman. She's going to sustain you and take care of you. So he finds her. He's thinking, man, she must have a cupboard full and a pantry. And he shows up and, hey, what you doing? Well, I'm taking the last of this meal, this little bit of oil. I'm going to take these sticks. I'm going to dress this up and make me a cake for me and my son. We're going to eat it and die. Well, make me one first. What? Maybe you didn't hear what I said. There's enough for me and my son. Me and my son. I don't know you. Me and my son, we're going to eat this and die. We're at the end of our story. The old prophet was going, he's not done with you yet. There's so much more to your story. make me a cake first. Because he's not done with you yet. And when you get more hungry for God than you are for self-preservation, she went ahead and she made that man a cake. And the whole time the famine went on, it said the barrel was always full and the oil was always there. And they ate and they ate and they ate because God wasn't done with her yet. Let me tell you, they didn't die like she thought. She was sure this is the end. But let me tell you, when God sends you a word, you got to grab a hold of it right then and there. Woo! Opportunity knocking on the door. I got an answer. You don't have to die. But if you'll just believe God, have faith in God, obey the word, make me something first, give it to God first, and God will come through and you'll come out. God will come through and you'll come out. Woo! Somebody ought to be getting excited about God about right now. My God. Because he's not done with you yet. So much more to the story. He's not done with you yet. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all don't throw your hands up in the air for just a moment and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, don't let what you're going through cause you to forget what you know. Don't let it cause you to forget what you've heard. You know what God can do. You know what God can do. Thank you, Lord. Don't let what you see cause you to forget who you serve. Don't let what you see cause you to forget who you serve. Don't let the word of doom drown out the word of life. Have faith in God. You may go through it. The Lord told Simon in Luke 22 and 31, he said, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. The enemy simply desired it. But Jesus prayed for him. He don't get what he desires. I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail. I don't want what you're going through, Peter. I don't want that to cause you to forget what you have seen walking with me. The words that I spoke. How many one-on-one little lessons did Jesus have with Peter, talking to him, knowing Peter was struggling? He was quick to act and open his mouth quick and do things. And it seemed like he had a little bit of a temper. I'm sure that a lot of times Jesus said, hey, Peter, come on, Bubba. We maybe didn't call him Bubba. That's not us. You're going to get this. Just follow me. Listen to me. Have faith in God. I'm praying your faith don't fail. Because I'm not done with you yet. When you are converted, strengthen the brethren. I'm not done with you yet. I know you denied me, but I'm not done with you yet. There's so much more to your story. Oh, Peter knew what finally sees what Jesus is talking about when he stands up on that day of Pentecost. Strengthen the brethren. Maybe he thought he was talking about them guys that were hanging with him, but what I heard Peter say was, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly, that's my brethren. I'm going to tell them something. This old fisherman, this old rowdy, riled up fisherman's about to tell them something. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. He's the Lord. He's the Christ. He began to preach to them, tell them things. God was not done with him. Oh, Peter, your story, it wasn't over. He already knew what Peter was going to do. He knew Peter was going to deny it. He knew Peter was going to have fear. Look, Peter had every intention. I'll go to the death with you. Lord, not me. I won't deny you. I'll die with you. I read about people, other people running. But the only one I heard cursing and denying was Peter. And Jesus already knew he would do that. He said, but I still want you. That's why I'm praying your faith don't fail. It would go from bad to worse for Peter, but he made it through. You won't walk this walk without what you need. Stand with me this morning. Paul said in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus has not changed his mind about you. I want just every eye closed and every head bowed for just a moment. And I want you to hear what I'm about to tell you. Jesus has not changed his mind about you. He called you, and he knows what you'll face. He knows what you're facing. He understands that you'll have tribulation, trials of your faith. He actually knows that you'll fall, but he wants to pick you right back up. You have got to remember who you are to him. You've got to remember what he's done for you and what he will do for you. He didn't do all those things so you could lose faith in him. He did it so you would have faith in him. The Bible says if we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small, but my strength comes from him. How can it be small? Don't faint. Have faith in God. So who are you today? Who are you? The Bible says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. We are the redeemed of the Lord, blood bought, Holy Ghost filled, forgiven, restored, made new, saints, bride of Christ. We are the church of the living God. We are his sons and daughters. We serve the true and living God, Jesus Christ, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our Savior. And he did not do everything that he did just to leave us defenseless, to leave us as a prey to this world or what it would try to throw at us. But he said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. He's going to be with you in the fire. He's going to be with you in the flood. No matter what you're going through, God's going to be with you. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He plans on seeing it and you through. To see it through to the end. Don't lose hope. Don't be afraid. Have faith in God. It's very simple, but it's very powerful. And if you'll have faith in God, your situation can change today. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm talking to some discouraged people in here today. Discouraged don't mean backslid. Discouraged doesn't mean hated by God. So don't. Discouraged simply means discouraged. I've been discouraged. I have been discouraged many times in my life, but I've never doubted God. I'm talking to somebody who's discouraged in their faith today. You're feeling a little bit tired in your walk, but I want you to know something, that he's not done with you yet. There's so much more to your story. You still got people to talk to. You still got Bible studies to teach. You still got people to pray for. You still got people that need to hear your testimony of where God can bring them from. He's not done with you yet. There is so much more. It doesn't matter if you've been serving God a week, 50 years. God's not done with you yet. You're still walking, talking, living, breathing. God's not done with you yet. Could we lift our hands across the room for just a moment? You hear your pastor today. I'm telling you, God's for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? He's not done with you yet.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.